ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of the Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Sri Sukadev Goswami. And it is given to us by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And those who are intelligent, it is said that those who are intelligent will hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, because Srimad Bhagavatam is unique among all other Vedic literatures, it is Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, that it is considered to be non-different than Krishna Himself. And it is the topmost pramana, evidence of all the Vedic evidences. If you can quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, that is considered the topmost evidence. And devotees quote. They don't just speak mental speculation, just speak anything. No, they speak from Shastra. They are Shastra Chakshush. They see through the eyes of the Shastras, and the best eyes, it is the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? You agree? Like that. So our beloved spiritual masters coming in line of disciplic succession, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. He was personally hearing. He was personally hearing that itself. Narottam Das Thakur went there to be with them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they'd already gone. And he was devastated. But one devotee was there. I said, I'll speak Srimad Bhagavatam to you. Who was that? Gadadhar Pandit. And he said, well, bring one copy of Bhagavatam and we'll read it together. And could they find a decent copy of Bhagavatam? No, they were all ruined because they'd shed so many tears on the book. The book had been damaged. They'd shed so many tears. Therefore, he said that nigama kalpataro galatampalam. This is mature fruit. Intelligent, thoughtful men relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Relish it. You have to relish it. How do you relish? In the association of devotees, that katamritam, that nectar of the katha, Hari katha, Krishna katha. Is relished in the association of devotees, of Vaishnavas, like that. They relish it. They just love to hear about the activities of the Supreme Lord and His devotees. The Bhagavatam is about Krishna and His devotees, about love of God. Vyasadeva, he had already compiled so many books, didn't he? But he was not satisfied. He was thinking, why? I'm not feeling satisfied. I compiled all Vedic literature so everybody can get to know it. In Kali Yuga, people will have no memory. So I put it in books, but I don't feel happy about it. Why is he not happy? Then his beloved Gurudev immediately appeared by the will of Krishna. Why? Because he's in the heart. Krishna's in your heart. He knows how you are feeling. He knows what you are wanting, what you are desiring. So immediately Narada appears, because Narada is that guru within the heart. Choicha Guru, he comes outside as guru. Comes outside. There's no difference between Choicha Guru and guru. There's no difference. Guru is Chaitanya Guru and Chaitanya Guru is Guru. You have to understand this, that Guru is always here. He's right here. He's right here. And when he wants to speak to you, He can speak to you right within your heart if you listen. If you listen. But problem is, you are not listening. Problem is, you're not listening. We're not listening. Why? Because there's so many dirty things in the heart. So much accumulated dirt for lifetimes and lifetimes of dirty things within the heart. More of ignorance, more of passion. And even the material mode of goodness is useless. Unless one's heart is purified and one is engaged in loving service to Krishna, he can't hear Krishna. He cannot hear Krishna. No, only the pure devotee can hear Krishna. And Krishna only speaks to him. Doesn't speak to me. He speaks to Krishna's pure devotee. You have to understand this thing. Tesham satata yuktanam batsatam priti pavakam. The word is priti. Priti. Who worships me with love. With love. Not with rituals and, you know, rules and regulations. But with love. Pure love. I don't know what that is. I'm an ordinary living entity. I'm just a very ordinary human being. Conditioned soul. I don't know what that is. But I'm endeavoring to serve my spiritual master and speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayanam namaskrita narasada narotamam devim sarasvyatim vyasam sujojanen udirayat nastaprayasubhadresu nicham bhagavatasevaya bhagavati utama shloke bhakti bhavati naistiki jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Rishim Parya Charat Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antavatni Svagabhasya Shemayecha Prasutaye Rishim Paryacharatatra Bhakcha Paramaya Sati Antavatni Svagabhasya Shemaye cha prasutaye Rishim paryacharatatra Bhakcha paramaya sati Antavatni svagabhasya Shemaye cha prasutaye Rishim paryacharatatra Bhakcha pramaya paramaya sati Antavatni svabgabhasya Kshemaye cha prasutaye Please chant. Rishim paryacharatatra Vekja paharmaya sati Antavati svagabhasya Semayeja prasutave Rishim paryacharatatra Bhakcha paramaya sati Antavatni svagabhasya Shemaye cha prasuryate Rishim paryacharatatra Bhakcha paramaya sati Antavadni svagabhasya Kshemaye cha prasutaye Rishim. Unto Narada Muni. Payacharat. Rendered service. Tatra. There in the ashram of Narada Muni. Bhakcha. With devotion and faith. Paramaya. Great. Sati. The faithful woman. Antavatni. Pregnant. Svagabhasya. Of her embryo. Kshemaya. For the welfare. Icha. According to desire. Pasutaye. For deliverance of the child. Translation. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Translation, please repeat. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 9.19.17, Matra Svasta Dahitra Vla Navik Tata Sana Bhavet Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Apikashati. One should not remain in a secluded place with a woman, even one's mother, sister or daughter. Nonetheless, although one is strictly prohibited from staying with a woman in a secluded place, Narada Muni gave shelter to Prahlad Maharaja's young mother, who rendered service to him with great devotion and faith. Does this mean that Narada Muni transgressed the Vedic injunctions? So this is the question. Did he transgress the Vedic injunctions? Vedic injunction just said, it's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, by the way. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should not sit in the same place. It's from Canto 9, Chapter 7, what is it? It's text 17, there it is. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat, even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. That's the verse. That is from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I did say that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost authority, pramana. It's what Krishna wants you to do. So the question is, did Narada Muni transgress the Vedic injunctions? And the answer is what? Certainly he did not. There it is. Prabhupada says, certainly he did not transgress. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures. But Narada Muni is transcendental to mundane categories. Narada Muni is a great saint and is transcendentally situated. Therefore, although he was a young man, he could give shelter to a young woman and accept her service. Ooh. Does that mean I can do that? You're a young man. You're a young man. What do you reckon? You can do it? Haridas Thakur also spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night, in a solitary place, with a prostitute. Is that good? Is that a good thing to do? Why not? You know? Think about it. Sounds like a good thing to do. Huh? He spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night. But the woman could not deviate his mind. She couldn't deviate his mind. But I just have to think about it and my mind is deviated. Even if I'm not with a woman. I just have to think of one. What to speak of a prostitute? Oh! Don't think that. Wicked mind. Wicked mind. Huh? I spoke with a prostitute in the dead of night. But the woman could not deviate his mind. Instead, what happened? She became a Vaishnavi. She became a devotee by his association. Huh? She became a pure devotee by the benediction of Haridas Thakur. Benediction. He can give a benediction like that. This Haridas Thakur could give a benediction to turn a prostitute into a Vaishnavi. I want that kind of benediction. That's the kind of benediction you need. Huh? Ordinary persons. Oh, I'm missing something. Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons, however, should not imitate. They should not imitate such highly elevated devotees. Ordinary persons, like Jagadat Madas, must strictly observe the rules and regulations by staying aloof from the association of women. No one should imitate. No one. No one should imitate Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur. No one. Flat. It is said, Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vigya Nabu Jaya. Even if a man is very advanced in learning, he cannot understand the behavior of a Vaishnava. Anyone can take shelter of a pure Vaishnava without fear. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been distinctly said, Devashi Antike Sakuto Baya. Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, stayed under the protection of Narada Muni without fear from any direction. Similarly, Narada Muni, in his transcendental position, stayed with the young woman without fear of deviation. Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur, and similar acharyas, especially empowered to broadcast the glories of the Lord, cannot be brought down to the material platform. Therefore, one is strictly forbidden to think that the acharya is an ordinary human being. Guru Shu Narah Pati. Wow. So there was a couple of slokas with no purport, so I was asked to read to you the translations of those slokas also. And that was number 12 and number 13. I'll read all the translations together now. Prahlad Maharaj continued, the great saint Narada Muni brought my mother to his ashram and assured her of all protection, saying, my dear child, please remain at my ashram until the arrival of your husband. After accepting the instructions of Devashi Narada, my mother stayed in his care without fear from any direction. As long as my father, the king of the Daitas, had not become free from his severe austerities. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langai de girim yat krupata mahambandi shri guru dinatarine paramananda madhavam paramananda madhavam. Okay, we got a little time. So this is a question about what is a general rule. General rule means everybody has to follow, and an exceptional thing, exceptional circumstance. There is exceptions to rules, but that doesn't mean that the general rule should not be followed. Actually, this is tricky. It's tricky because some people get tripped up here and they tend to think, oh, the exceptional rule, maybe I should follow that. And the general rule might be an exception. And maybe I don't need to follow the general rule because it's just exceptional. We don't really need that part. And therefore we can fall into the trap. What's the trap called? It's called the logic of half a hen. The half a hen logic. You know the half a hen. You know the greedy farmer. The greedy farmer, he just wants to get the eggs, you know, because he can sell them in the market and get money. So, but then he has to spend the money on the food for the hen. So he's thinking, oh, this is troublesome. This is troublesome supplying the food for the hen. So I know what I'll do. I'll cut the chickens in half. If I cut all the chickens in half, then I won't have to feed them. That part, I can just throw that part. I'll just keep that half, which gives the eggs. Is it good? Is it a good idea? What do you think? I think it's a good idea. You know, I'll just take the part I like, and the part I don't like, that part I won't take. Like that. In that way, I'll get what I want. You understand? You understand how the logic is working here? Half a hen logic. I don't want that. That part is the part I have to work, you know. I have to do some sacrifice. I have to perform some austerities. I have to follow. But I like to be independent. I like to do what I want to do. So I'll take that part I like. I'm going to Prashadam. I'll see you later, guys. Therefore, when we have a program, it's not very busy at the beginning of the program in the kirtan and during the classes. They start to come. But at Prashadam time, oh, where did they come from? Very big crowd comes. And they're all busy. Oh, nom, 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 nom. And then, as soon as you sit with them, and, have you been reading Bhagavad Gita? Excuse me. This is the part they like. But the part they don't like is to render some service also. Do some service, you know. Oh, Prabhuji, we're looking to get some people to clean up after the prasadam. Any volunteers? Maybe. He will do it. Have you seen that? They will even point to their friend. Oh, he will do it. Like this. What about you? Oh, no, I'm too busy. Like this. So we want to take the part that we like. Because we are conditioned soul. A conditioned soul has this cheating propensity. You have to understand this thing. I have a cheating propensity. Oh! Therefore, I have to be under some discipline. Discipline. Shishyasteham sarinam tvam papanam. I know I'm a conditioned soul, therefore I come to Guru. I come to Guru and the Guru puts me under discipline. You come here, you rascal, taking by the ear. Isn't it? He takes you by the ear and get with the other hand. Like this. That you stop your nonsense. If there's no discipline, how are you going to get out of this? You have to accept some discipline. Because the dirty things are in the heart. Huh? So many dirty things are accumulated in the heart. So lustiness. Greediness, greedy, so many greedy, like this, lust, greed. And if I don't get what I want, I become angry, frustrated and angry, like this. And I'm jealous. Here, he's getting more prasadam than me. How come he got those japatis?
sweet. Where did he get that sweet from? Hey, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, where's the Mahaprasadam? Oh, Mahaprasadam already gone. Oh! How come they're getting, they stole it, they're thieves, they're thieves. They're stealing the Mahaprasadam because I'm not getting it. Like this. Isn't it? Because I'm a conditioned soul. And because I can see this thing, I can see it. I'm not blind, you know. I'm not in some delusion and thinking I'm not like that. Oh no, I know I'm like that. I know very well. Huh? Therefore, I search out guru. It says that guru is required. It says if you don't have guru to discipline you, then you should run as if your hair is on fire. If your hair is on fire. This example is given in Shastra. If your hair is on fire, running, where is water? Where is water? I need so much a guru. I need so much a guru. But the guru is not like me. He's not like me. No. It can't be another blind man leading another blind man. This we heard, I was at one Bhagavad Sapta last night. And there's a Radha Govinda Maharaj is speaking this thing. From Srimad Bhagavatam, he's giving this sloka. You know, one blind man is leading another blind man. And they all end up. Finish. Huh? Oh, very good. Thank you, Prabhuji. Huh. In that way, this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that thing. That you must, and Prabhupada writes this thing in Bhagavad Gita also. Huh? It's there in Bhagavad Gita, if you care to read it. That there's no point taking shelter of another conditioned soul. There's no point. We take shelter of Krishna. Huh? We're taking shelter of Krishna. Who can speak faultless knowledge? Who can speak faultless knowledge? Jagadatta? You think I'm speaking faultless knowledge? No, only Krishna. Only Krishna's faultless. Only Krishna can give transcendental knowledge. Only Krishna. Try to understand. Because only Krishna is perfect. No one else is perfect. Only Krishna is perfect. Only Krishna is all-knowing. It's only Krishna. Krishna knows everything. He's faultless. He's perfect. And even Krishna says, I also follow. Krishna doesn't have to follow anything. But he says, I do, to set example. Yadyada charati svesa tetetave churojana sayapramanam kurute lokasadanavatate. That common man, the common man will follow example of a great person. Therefore, great person sets example. He sets an example. He doesn't do anything which is not in the Shastra. He does not speak anything which is not in the Shastra. You understand? Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, did he do association with women? He could do anything he likes. He can do anything he likes. He doesn't have to follow. But could any woman come within any distance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It said they were not allowed to come anywhere near him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, if I see a wooden form of woman, never mind a real woman, but a wooden form, he says, my mind becomes polluted. This is Acharya, Acharya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is Acharya Leela. Acharya Leela. He's setting example. He's setting example. And one of his followers, just went to a solitary place to beg some rice from one old lady. And what happened? What happened? You tell that Haridas, don't come here anymore. Finish. He cannot come here with us. He's not allowed in our Sangha anymore. Out. He's rejected.
It is said that at that time, there may be of some been some little bit laxness in following the strict rules. It is said that maybe there was some laxness because strict rules are there. This is a yoga process. This is the yoga process. The bhakti yoga process is strict rules. Yes, Hari Bhakti Vilas. There are strict rules there given in Shastra of how to behave for brahmacharis. For grihastha, for vanaprasthas, for sannyasi. And they are to be followed, general rules. There is exceptional cases. Here it says that Haridas Thakur, he didn't exactly follow these things. But Haridas Thakur is not an ordinary human being like me. No, he's mad. He's mad with love of God. He has so much love of God. He's just overwhelmed with love for Krishna. He's chanting day and night the holy name of Krishna. 24 hours he's chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Day and night, 24 hours, always chanting Hare Krishna. And he's full of compassion. His heart is bleeding for the conditioned souls. He wants to help others. He's a kind friend to all living entities. He wants to show mercy. He's full of forgiveness. Never mind, just forgive them. Give them the holy name of Krishna. And therefore he transgressed all rules. And he stayed in the dead of night with a prostitute who'd come there specifically for the purpose of having sex with him. And he knew. Because Krishna is in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. And Krishna as Paramatma, he knows, he can tell the pure devotee. The pure devotee is fully under the protection of Krishna. And because the pure devotee, he has been given by Krishna this Shakti, Kripa, Mercy. Krishna gives that Kripa Shakti to his devotee. Krishna has this very powerful Shakti that he can take any one of us out of this material world. The benediction. But he says, I cannot do this thing because I will discriminate. No, he gives it to his devotee, his pure devotee. His pure devotee. Not just anyone. When we say pure devotee, we mean someone who is in love of God. Someone who's got Krishna prema. Those who have Krishna prema, they only love Krishna. And therefore they have such power. And this Haridas Thakur, he wanted to give them. He could, if some prostitute came to me in the dead of night, or you, right? What would you do? I would run like hell. I would scream, Krishna, 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 and run. What would you do? You would also run? Or you would run out from there.
What would you do, Prabhuji? Would you stay there and preach to the prostitute? Or would you run for it? You'd say, you'd run. What do you think? Shall we make up? Who would run? Who would run? You wouldn't run? Who would stay? So, if you would stay, keep your hand down. You understand? Because we know this Maya is so powerful. This Maya is so powerful. Definitely, I'll be finished. Even if I'm not totally finished, it will totally muck me around for a long time. You know, that will be very, very contaminating. But here, we got Haridas Thakur. He stayed there. He stayed there. And did some trick. Or just wait till I finish my rounds and I will fulfill your desire. What a kind of thing to say. Oh, I'll finish them really quick. And she was thinking like that. Oh yeah, he'll finish quick and then we can do it. It's some trick. I don't know. Who can understand the mind of a pure devotee? Vaishnava Kriya Mudra. That they, you know, their activities, what they do, what they speak, because they're in love of God. They're in love of God. You can't understand that activity. You're like Bamsi Das Babaji. You know, never used to take bath or anything. No. Talking to himself all the time. And he had a deity of Gopal. He kept a Gopal in his hand all the time. And he would talk to it. And then he had in a bag, he had some deities of Radha Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would take them out and look at them and chastise them. Sometimes hit them and put them back in the bag. Can you imitate them? Can you imitate this activity of Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur or such great acharyas? You can't imitate this activity. It said that the activities of a person who is very powerful, if you imitate them, you will be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. You can't imitate the activities of a great personality. The example is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is really great, right? Sometimes he's taking ganja. It is said. It is said that sometimes Lord Shiva takes ganja. Bam bam boli or whatever they say. And they, you know, so people want to, oh, Lord Shiva does it, therefore I will do it. Have you done that? And but it also said that Lord Shiva drinks poison. He drank that poison. What is it called? Kalakut. Like that poison which came from the churning of the ocean of milk. Yeah, the demigods, even Brahma, everyone was running. Ah, we'll all die. We're all going to die. So Lord Shiva came and drank it. He's so powerful. He didn't. He just got a blue throat, you know. He kept it in his throat, the poison. If we even just get one speck of poison. Finished. Even if you smell the poison, finished. Lord Shiva drank a whole ocean of it and held it just in his throat. So how can you imitate him? Half a hen. Logic. Like that. So you have to be very careful. That's why you have to learn under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master who's coming in sampradaya. Like that. Huh? And then you can understand what you're strictly prohibited from doing. And what you can do. What you can do. There's freedom. There's some freedom. You know? You don't have to only eat once a day. You know? And complete fasting on a codicy. It's voluntary. It's voluntary. You know? And in the winter, you don't have to take ice cold bath. You don't have to. It's voluntary.
You know, there's certain things, you know, there's so many. There's things recommended in the shastras. But there's things that you must do. You must chant your 16 rounds every day. Prabhupada said, even if you don't do anything else, but you must promise to chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And you must not eat fish. I go in the marketplace. People are very fond of eating fish here and chicken, right? We don't eat on this outside thing, okay? They were using those things there. So you eat prasadam. Only prasad. And then, no illicit sex. Illicit sex. If you want sex, you get married. Marriage ashram. Like that. You don't have to do this other thing. Very bad. Like that. No. Just live a nice life of Krishna consciousness, family life, that's okay. And then, no intoxication. No intoxicant. Cigarette, bidi, marijuana, bong, bong drinking. I was on Padayatra. And it was very hot. I was sweating. The one market was there in the night. People, all these juices. So I came, I will get a juice. Hey, what is this green juice? I like, that green juice looks good. I'll have it. Oh no, Prabhu, you cannot touch that green juice. What? Is it some kind of fruit or something? No, that's bhang. They're selling in the market. That's orissa for you. You know? So the, no intoxicant. No intoxicant. No tea, no coffee. Like that. We don't take these things. But there's exceptions. There is exceptions. You know, like when I was in hospital, I had operation. A very painful operation. So they were giving me pain-killing medication. Pain-killing medication, they give you what is called diamorphine. Diamorphine is pure heroin. Pure heroin. Very intoxicating drug. Highly intoxicating drug, isn't it? So they would give this thing. They had put it in a line. And I was on this 24 hours. Did I feel any pain? No pain at all. In that way I could rest from the operation. So there is exceptions. There is exceptions, you understand. And just like some Ayurvedic medicine is there, you buy it, Rishi. And there is alcohol in it. It's got alcohol in it. Water. No, you don't measure it and take it. There's some exceptions. You understand? Well, meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. No gambling. Just like some of my godbrothers, they took temple money. They took the temple money and they put it in the stock market. Yeah. This is called gambling. You are not allowed to do this thing. This is breaking the principles. Some devotee, they purchased gold. Gold. With the temple money, and Prabhupada found out. He found out. And he was very angry. And he told the devotees, this is nonsense. I told you no gambling. Oh, but Prabhupada, we're making so much money. We're making so much money. The gold price went up very high, and now we will make more money for Krishna Seva. This is gambling. You are not to do it. Prabhupada made them take the gold to the bank and sell it immediately. He watched them. And then, oops. Excuse me, I'm going a little over time. So I'll quickly finish up. That there is exceptions. and there's rules, general rules. We have to understand that some things are exceptional and you don't do that. You follow the general rules. A pure devotee, he may act in such a way sometimes which seems like he shouldn't have done that. What Narada Muni did was exceptional and it was part of Krishna's leela. It's for this leela. But Narada Muni does not ordinarily do this thing. Neither does Narada Muni teach this thing. It just happened to be there in the pastime of the Lord. You understand? So, sometimes it's seen that, especially here in India I've seen, that somebody may be proclaiming to be a very exalted personality. He's a great saintly person. And it may be seen that he's engaged in some nefarious activities with ladies or something like that. And sometimes we have criticized them. We have criticized them and we have been facing difficulty by speaking such things because people say, oh, he's a great personality. You should not find fault in him. He's a great personality. You understand? He's Bhagavan. He's Bhagavan. He can do those things. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew that in the Kali Yuga, people will take advantage of these things. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in following all the rules and regulations. He was very, very strict. And if you didn't follow, you're rejected. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he knows in the Kali Yuga, people will take advantage of these examples given in Mahabharata and even in here in Srimad Bhagavatam of very, very exalted persons doing something which is exceptional. It's an exception to the rules. Do you understand? So this is our philosophy. Philosophy of Krishna consciousness is very deep and therefore we have to understand this philosophy and therefore it is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And also understand that such personalities who are very powerful and they do that, they do not become degraded. They're always thinking of Krishna 24 hours. Does not diminish their position in any way. And it said if such an acharya is doing something and you may criticize him, you're in big trouble also. Guru Shu Narapati. That the guru, the acharya, he may do something and you may think, oh, that's not good. He is a nonsense. Like that. He's not the nonsense, you are the nonsense. Of course. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about this, he said, yes, it's good to question. It's good to question. And it is said in Shastra that if a guru is seen to be saying something or doing something which is not according to the general rule, you should question it. In a humble way. In a solitary place. Not in the public. Hey, he's doing this. No. It should be done confidentially. Because it is mentioned that in the Kali Yuga, you know, we're not all in love of God. Not all of us have complete love of God. Somebody may be acting as guru, but he has not achieved Krishna Prema. He can still act as guru. You know? Because Krishna, he acts through the heart. We hear that thing. Chaitya Guru, and Chaitya Guru can act through anyone. So Krishna may reveal to us, oh, that this person is helping me, inspiring me in Krishna consciousness, so I'll accept that person as guru and accept some discipline. This is good. And you should glorify such guru. You should glorify your guru as good as God. Shakshadharidvena samastishrastre oktastata bhavyate vasadvi.
That he is Krishna in the form of Guru. Yes, you offer him all respect, but you should also understand these rules. You should understand these rules. And if there's something amiss, then you should question it. Go to some higher devotees, some senior devotees who know. That is why we have GBC body. That's why Prabhupada introduced GBC body. That's why it's there, to keep discipline. It's there to keep discipline. And you find that those who don't want discipline, they don't want GBC management. They don't want the management. They want to do their own thing. So don't become like that. This instruction is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should never find them to be ordinary persons. None of the devotees are ordinary persons. We offer respect to all Vaishnavas. Kanista, Madhyam, Uttam, we offer our respects to all Vaishnavas. Like this. But if they following the scripture, the strict rules and regulations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, no, he was very clear, like that. Sometimes this, some acharya, some like Haridas Thakur is doing something. But we don't do that in ISKCON. We're very straight. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very straight. Straight. Krishna is crooked. Difficult to understand Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is dead straight. Okay? I'll finish there. Does anybody have any quick questions? Sorry, I went a little over time, Guruji. 10 past. Any question? No. I didn't think so. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gopremanande.